That was The Monkees' Daydream Believer, the number one song on November 30th, 1967. And I remember that Davy Jones lead vocals. That was the last number one song of The Monkees. Here in
The Monkees.
K-E-E-S. Here in the United States. And I wonder how many people ended up spelling monkeys. Look, there are monkeys in the tree. K-E-E-S. That was written by John Stewart before he left the Kingston Trio. So just a little bit of interesting tidbit there.
How long did, do you know the history of the Monkees? How long did they stay together after their last number one hit?
I have to admit, I was a Beatles snob.
Well, right. Yeah.
And and then if I had to pick a second one, it'd be the Rolling Stones. The Monkees, I guess I was not totally caught up with them because their television show just was a little bit too quirky, and I was taking music way too seriously then, thinking that the Beatles and the British, and also they weren't British.
Right.
You know, and being in South Bend, Indiana, you know, you looked across the pond.
Yeah. They were put together for this TV show, and then they were also a hit group. Well, but when the TV show went off the air, did they stay together? Sorry.
They stayed together temporarily. But if I'm not mistaken, when they first were put together, they didn't know how to play their instruments. On their albums, the instruments were played by studio musicians.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's sort of this artificial.
Right.
I'm quite sure there's books been written on how they were put together and what the people were looking for who put them together and
that sort of thing. The anti-Beatles, almost. In the way that the Beatles were, as I understand it, the first self-contained rock band that not only played their own music, but wrote all their own songs. I mean,
as time passed,
yeah,
you know, they did Please Mr. Postman, Twist and Shout,
yeah,
Roll Over Beethoven. Those were all American borrowed tunes. But then once they got their chops, they wrote like crazy, and
Hey, folks.
We've got Hannah Combs here, and Hannah is going to share with us. We've just been talking about the Nutcracker this Sunday, December 3rd, at O'Panada. And what else do you want to share with us, my dear?
Yeah, POAC has some big news. We are
bigly news.
We are moving our office. So
no way.
We will. We are currently in the process, and it's going to take us a little time to get fully settled. So first, I just want to ask everyone to please have patience with us. We are here for you. We just might be in and out a little more than usual. But we will be moving our office down to the Cedar Street Bridge. We will be on the second floor at the back, right above Creations. So in a couple of weeks, please stop by and say hi. We will be having a little opening reception still to be scheduled, but keep your ears out and we will let you know. And of course, everyone is invited. So we're very excited.
That's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, we've been growing and the space that we're in right now is just getting a little tight. So we are excited to have a new space where we can, you know, stretch our limbs and keep growing and providing what we provide for the community. And having the space to do that as well as we can.
So do you look to be in place in your new office like before Christmas?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's quick.
Yeah.
I mean, have you started the actual
we
process?
We have.
Things are moving
down. We're doing it nonprofit style. So if you've seen us carrying little carts down the street, that's why. That's what we've been up to.
Who's going
to
carry this folder? And, yeah, exactly. Rather than one big, well, you know, sometimes a gradual move. You know, rather than, let's say, the furniture might be, the big desk might be last or something.
Right. It helps. It's not too overwhelming that way.
Well, how exciting for the, now, is there room there for art to be placed on the walls?
That is what we're currently talking about. We believe so. It's going to take us a few months to get that set up.
Okay.
So in the meantime, we have some other big news. We know we are going to be losing our gallery where the POAC office currently is.
Right.
Which we're very sad about. It is a beautiful gallery space. So to make sure that our artists continue to have the opportunities to show their artwork in as many places as we've always provided, we will be reopening the Powerhouse Gallery.
Wonderful.
At the Powerhouse Building. Yeah. And we will actually have our first reception there on December 8th. So that will be from 5:30 to 7 o'clock at the Powerhouse in the big central open space inside the Powerhouse. That will be December 8th from 5:30 to 7 o'clock. What we're doing for that show is bringing back all of the artists who have been POAC members since we were last there about 5 years ago. So all of our veteran POAC artists will be displaying their work. And, you know, we'll all be celebrating our renewal of that space and how we've grown since then.
And now, do you have some pretty views out your windows in your new office? I mean, do you have...
We do. We're really lucky. It has a lot of windows. We can hear the little kids laughing down at Creations, which is delightful.
That's got to be great.
And yeah, the back rooms have a view of Schweitzer, which, you know, you can't beat in this town.
So. Mm-hmm. December 8th is the reception, and that is next Friday. I was a little distracted.
Yes, that's correct.
At the Powerhouse.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Not at the new POAC office, which is still
in the
being
works.
Broken in. Yeah. I've never been to an event. I've been in the Powerhouse. I can't remember why. I think I was in and then I was politely asked to leave because this building was not open. So this will be, that'll be the first time I'm ever actually in the Powerhouse to hang out.
It's a great venue.
Yeah.
Great venue.
It looks very cool.
It's got that huge open area in the center and, multi-leveled and,
Yeah, our artists are really excited to get back there. The ones
I was going
to
say, it's been a while.
Yeah, the ones who used to display there, I've heard comments over the last couple of years that of how much they loved that space when it was available. So we're happy to make that possible for them again.
What else is going on, Hannah? Anything else you want to talk about while you're here?
Well, it's a busy time of year for us. We have the Nutcracker again this coming Sunday. And then our first... reception at the Powerhouse Gallery is going to be December 8th. And then we do have another reception the following Friday, December 15th at the Sandpoint Center. And that will be on the second and third floors where Columbia Bank is.
Is that what it's called? Sandpoint Center?
Okay. Yes, that's the name in big gold letters on the entrance.
Okay,
so, right. Yeah, so we will have another show there. That will be a fun show. We're actually doing three sort of mini shows as a part of that. We will have an abstract show, a show of miniatures where all of the artwork will be smaller than 8 by 8 inches. So that's a great one to come by for our Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
And then we will also be doing our annual fiber show. So it's the big opportunity for all of our fiber artists to show their work, and they're bringing some really cool stuff this year.
That's like, we're talking about weaving and stuff then?
Yeah, fiber? Weaving. Mm-hmm. Just
basketry.
Basketry. I believe we will have some baskets. Felting. All kinds of really interesting. I don't know if we'll have any beading this year, but definitely baskets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always just thrilled to see what they bring in for that show.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wicker furniture, that kind of thing.
Probably not. Are you trying to get?
just guessing. Yeah. And wicker's kind of gone out of fashion, actually. But I think it's going to come back. Everything's cyclical, you know.
So a busy month for POAC.
I'll say. Well, it's busy for everybody, but it does seem like you guys are going to have a fun December.
When do you want to move? Oh, how about around Christmas time? You know, I mean, in other words, that's just wonderful. And I hope if there is such a thing as a smooth move, may your move be smooth, Hannah.
Thank you.
But, you know, because I discovered even moving across the street is a pain.
Yeah.
And
well, we have a great team, and everybody's been pitching in to help out. So
where you're moving to, I'd like your comment about hearing the little children's voices from Creations coming up. I think that's great.
Yeah, it's a wonderful community on the bridge, and we've already been blessed to be welcomed by the community that works there. So we're grateful to be a part of it.
Well, Hannah. good to have you here. And once again, Nutcracker, there may be some tickets available. That's this Sunday, December the 3rd. Do not go to the POAC office. Where should one go? Just in case one might find.
Yeah, you might check out the Panada's website, panada.org. Our other ticket outlets are Winter Ridge, Eichhart's, and Eve's Leaves. So give them a shot for the last remaining tickets, if there are any left.
Mm-hmm. The Nutcracker. You were talking about the Celesta right before we came back from break.
The Celesta. Yeah. That was a rarely used instrument that Tchaikovsky in the 1890s started to use more and more. And I know nothing about that. That's all that I read.
But it appears in the Nutcracker.
Maybe. I don't know if it appears in this version.
Yeah. I don't think we bring a Celesta player with the group, unfortunately. Yeah.
But will you come back once the dust has settled from your move and the different openings, you've had a couple powerhouse openings under your belt, could you come back and tell us what's on the plate and the new venue?
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to be here.
And I want to wish you a wonderful holidays and a relaxing December.
Same to you. Thank you so much.
We're going to transition now with on this date, November 30th in 1970, a triple album was released, back in the day when you had triple and double albums. George Harrison, All Things Must Pass. You remember that album?
I am well aware of the album. I do not remember the day that it came out.
I do. It was November 30th, 1970. Let's play a cut off it. That's the one that has My Sweet Lord on it and What mm-hmm. Is Life and Wah Wah. But we're going to do, and this is the album that really displays or showcases George Harrison's just iconic use of the slide guitar. And here is Awaiting on You All. George Harrison from All Things Must Pass.
The KRFY Morning Show is available as a free download at krfy.org. You can also stream Panhandle Community Radio live from the website and find program schedules and more information about the station. While browsing krfy.org, support the station by clicking the Donate button on the right side of your screen and help keep Panhandle Community Radio commercial-free and a growing community resource.
That was George Harrison, Awaiting on You All. That came from his All Things Must Pass triple album from November 30th, 1970, on this date. And go ahead.
I was going to ask you, that was the first, even double albums were not a common thing. You'd see double live albums.
Interesting.
I want to say I think Blonde on Blonde was the first like double album, double studio album that wasn't a live mm-hmm. concert or something that, you know, a long format thing that needed to span several albums. Was this the first triple album, do you think? And can you think of any others?
Interesting. I'd have to joggle my mind a little. The White Album by the Beatles was a double.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if the Woodstock was a double or a triple.
Yeah.
Because they did have Woodstock and then they had Woodstock 2. Mm-hmm. But any other triple albums out there, that was just a... And the irony of this is that I understand that there's a lot of unreleased music from the sessions, because he had Eric Clapton, Bonnie and Delaney, Ringo Starr, Billy Preston all helping him with his first effort. This is after the breakup of the Beatles. Mm-hmm. And certainly his co-producer was Phil Spector, and certainly that created a wall of sound.
Yeah. That one, Awaiting on You All, I've heard it before, but it did, when it came on here on the headphones, it was that wall of sound effect certainly
just hits you and
boom.
Mm-hmm. It's a great album, and the third album on it, the third one, it was a lot of just long takes, long songs. But he did on this album, we have not only My Sweet Lord, but What Is Life, Wah Wah, If Not For You, the cover of the Dylan song, also Beware of the Darkness, the wonderful version that he did on the Bangladesh album. Maybe the Bangladesh was a triple album. I don't know. I got rid of my, not got rid of, I found a new home for my vinyl collection several years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm into CDs now, finally. And and it's going to move off that, I know, at one time soon. But that's an interesting question. Triple albums.
The one I can think of is a late career Frank Sinatra album called Trilogy, Past, Present, Future. And he did...
Boom,
old
boom,
songs,
boom.
Yeah. And then like his, you know, his cover on some then current songs, including George Harrison's the Something by the Beatles.
Yeah.
That, and then the Future, which in my opinion is not. it's pretty weird to hear Frank Sinatra thinking about
right now.
Space and stuff like that. Well, anyway, that's another triple album. Was this the first? It's the first George Harrison solo album, and was it the first one released after the Beatles broke up, do you know, by any of the other Beatles?
I'd have to think of when Ram was. That was the first Paul McCartney one. Ringo, Lord knows, and John. No, I want to say this. I think it was the first one. I might be wrong on that. It's his first solo work since the breakup of the Beatles.
Yeah. 1970, you said?
1970, okay. November 30th, 1970.
Right after the Beatles.
Yes, and let's talk about now current events.
Yeah,
I'll begin with November 30th to December 2nd. That would be Saturday.
Yeah.
The Festival of Trees, 3 days of festive events at the Bonner County Fairgrounds, benefiting Kinderhaven, just an incredible organization doing a fine job. Family night on Thursday, that's tonight. Mm-hmm. Holiday luncheon on Friday and grand gala on Saturday. And more information at kinderhavensandpoint.com.
So that would be, I tell you why, I'd go out there just to take the roundabout and the bridge. Which I have not done yet.
Ooh.
I have not been out that way.
I have not either.
It's finally open.
Well, one can just keep on going around and around and around. Yeah.
Where do you want to get off? We could go anywhere. We could go on Boyer.
That's our second roundabout, isn't it?
Yeah.
The first one's over by Super One.
Mm-hmm.
And do we have any other roundabouts in town? I don't think so.
I don't know.
We are just like... big city.
We are, yes. The whole town's just going to be one big concentric circle expanding out from downtown, I think.
Well, cool.
Well, yeah, that's, I think that's the master
plan. You could use mm-hmm. the roundabout on your way to catch the Festival of Trees at the Bonner County Fairground.
Continuing tonight, actually, and I think this must be the last night to see Murder on the Orient Express at the Panetta Theater. This is the new version, the new Murder on the Orient Express, from the novel by best-selling author Agatha Christie.
Agatha Christie.
13 strangers stranded on a train where everyone's a suspect.
Have you seen it yet?
I have not seen the new version yet. Okay. I have seen the one that came out in the 70s with Albert Finney. Sean Connery,
Ingrid Bergman, Lauren Bacall. Ingrid Bergman won Best Supporting Actress for it.
Uh-huh. I bet she did. Well, I mean, because she's Ingrid Bergman. Of course she would.
Of course. Anything she's in is incredible.
And continuing, we've got, you already mentioned the Festival of Trees. The annual Pray for Snow party is going on at the 219 Lounge tomorrow night, starting at 5 p.m. with snacks and ski videos. 10 Barrel Brewing Pray for Snow beer specials. Great prizes, including a pair of handmade LibTech 188 Ski snowboard. Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I just thought the name of it was very nice, the annual Pray for Snow party.
Well, come on down. I think Schweitzer yesterday mm-hmm. got about 3 inches.
Did they?
Yeah. You know, with the rain. Well, yesterday morning when one woke up, there were patches of snow here and there throughout town.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's that time of year when skiers get twitchy. You know, when they get, they look fondly at their snowboards or at their skis and they start, you know, fondling them and saying, mm-hmm. let's go up there. So, mm-hmm. yeah. I mean, by golly, if it's going to be this time of year, let's have snow.
Yes, I agree. If it insists on being December and being cold,
darn right. And if we're not in Florida,
right, then it's
snow time.
Anything that comes out of the air better be, you know, yeah. We've got live music at the Poor Authority tomorrow night with Ben Olson and Katie Archer. That's Friday, the 1st, from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Farmhouse live music at the Farmhouse in Ponderay, featuring local favorite Rick Steiner on keyboard, along with Tom DeRozzi on guitar, performing a variety of lively, popular tunes from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the dining room to accentuate a tasty experience. That's at the Farmhouse.
In Ponderay.
Right out in front of the Hotel Ruby or whatever mm-hmm. it is. Yeah. Icicle Brewing Beer Dinner at DeLuna's Cafe with Icicle Brewing for a fun night of dinner and drinks from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's at DeLuna's on Friday. And there is a Christmas piano concert.
In Hope.
Aha!
You've got Ponderay and Hope.
Yes. At 405 Wellington Place in Hope Memorial Community Center, the Christmas piano concert is tomorrow
night.
With
Del Parkinson.
And he's been doing that. That's been going on. I remember reading this last year, and I think the year before. This is a
great
tradition.
Yeah. A great tradition. And if you choose to go to neither Ponderay or Hope, you can stay in town here for First Fridays with Devin Wade at McDuff's Beer Hall on Cedar Street. Devin Wade will start performing 6:30 and go till 9:30, and just come out and have some fun. And then also at the Panada, the Backcountry Film Festival, the 13th annual Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education Celebration at the Panada Theater. It's going to feature award-winning films, auctions, and fun. And you can go to soulexperiences.org for more information. That's at the Panada, the Backcountry Film Festival.
Soul, like the soul of your shoe. Soulexperiences.org.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that S-O-U-L. I mean, yeah. You could have outdoor experiences outdoor that touch not only your body soul, but your spiritual soul.
Yeah.
This is all on Friday.
Yeah. I've got one thing coming up on Saturday, a special event, the Christmas Fair, F-A-I-R-E, the Fair, and Children's Festival. It's at the Sandpoint Waldorf School, which is at 2007 Sandpoint West Drive. The Christmas Fair and Children's Festival from 10 a.m. until 4 p.m. Activities include a puppet show, crystal cave, craft making room, a kids-only square, plus an arts and crafts fair. Homemade soups, quiches, goodies, and more available for purchase.
I'm hungry.
Hot chai hut served in a little gateway location. That's free and open to the public. The Christmas Fair and Children's Festival. That'll be fun.
And tomorrow is the first Saturday of the month. So that means the Bonner County History Museum, 611 South Ella, will host the first Saturday. Everyone is invited to join enjoy the museum free of charge, which is a great venue.
We haven't talked to anybody from the museum for a little while. I'm thinking of it. I wonder what they do for Christmas.
Oh, I bet you they do something special.
The Smithsonian does, Jim, mm-hmm. I bet you
our museum does and mm-hmm. probably does a better job.
I would think so.
Why am I traveling there anyway? You bet. Yeah. I'll just go to Ella Street.
Mm-hmm. The Artworks Gallery Holiday Open House is going on this Saturday at 214 North First Avenue. Artworks Gallery, a holiday open house from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Everyone is invited to attend this fun, festive community event. That's at Artworks Gallery from 4 to 7 on First Avenue, sandpointartworks.com.
And we do have at the Evans Brothers, Nasty Women Poets Reading. Lost Horse Press hosts a book launch, reading, and book signing at 4 p.m. This is Saturday in Evans Brothers Coffee to celebrate the release of Nasty Women Poets, unapologetic anthology of subversive verse, edited by Grace Bauer and Julie Keane, and released recently by Lost Horse Press. So a selection of poems will be read, books will be available for purchase, and a discussion will follow the reading. It's free and open to the public. That's at Evan Brothers Coffee, Saturday at 4 p.m., Nasty Women's Poets Reading.
It's Jack Frost Fest is the musical event going on at Panada on the 2nd. That's Saturday the 2nd. Good music, and get excited for the coming winter season. I played some of their music the other night on the local music on the Norwester on Tuesday night. There's four bands coming. Beargrass is a local band from right around here, North Idaho. But the others are all visiting us from afar, actually mostly from Missoula. The Sasha Bell Band is coming. I think they're kind of considered the headliner. Sasha Bell was in a couple bands out in New York and moved to Missoula for totally different reasons, and now plays more or less recreationally and is no longer in the New York music scene, but she's great, and she's got a band together. Moonshine Mountain is from Northwest Montana, and Shakewell is a groovy band from Missoula. Schweitzer Ski Patrols, AV Dog Program, and Idaho Panhandle Avalanche Center, and again, that Selkirk Outdoor Leadership and Education will inform the audience about the programs they offer. Great music, and learn about organizations that help make our winter activities safer and more enjoyable. Doors open at 5 p.m. Eichhardt, Evans Brothers, 7B Grooves, and Eve's Leaves is the usual ticket locations. And there you have it. Jack Frost Fest.
Jack Frost Fest. It sounds wonderful. And then if you hang around on Sunday after Jack Frost Fest, boy, that's a tongue twister. Say that 10 times
fast.
A
little bit, yeah.
There is, again, the Nutcracker on Sunday, December the 3rd at the Panada. Call POAC office for the ticket outlets, because it is going to be a sellout. And we highly encourage one checking ahead of time rather than wandering down there.
Right. What did Hannah say? She said that check Winter Ridge and
Eichhardt's and Eve's Leaves.
Right. That there might, yeah.
There might be tickets at those locales. Anything else on Saturday, Jack?
Well, there's some interesting stuff going on, but I don't know if we need to.
Okay. I do have something.
What do you got?
If I may. I was rehabbing my right knee, on which I had some surgery, and that's over at the health club. And a woman came up to me and said, could I ask you something? And she said that there was a family in Sagal whose house burnt down, and they found a place for them to rent. But they have a young daughter, and she was wondering if I could take about 15 to 20 minutes out of my Christmas Eve and pose as Santa Claus and sneak into their house and drop off a few things underneath the tree for the girl, and she's going to be hiding with her older teenage sibling behind a curtain or whatever, and all I'd have to do is say, ho, 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 munch on a chocolate chip cookie, and then exit. And I told her that I'm not going to be here. I'm not, but I would love to do that. So if there's anyone listening, and you know, and I didn't think that I'd make a good Santa because I just have a white goatee, but if there's anybody out there who would like to bring a little bit of joy and use of the imagination, because this is certainly a family going through some tough times, I have a phone number here that one can make contact with. So if you give the station a call and just say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I heard about somebody, and it would only be, this would take place in Sagal, and this would only be a short little chunk of time out of your Christmas Eve. I don't have any children, so I don't get that chance to see the sparkle and the joy and the belief that one would see by doing this in the child's eyes. But, you know, this is a chance to really make something good happen.
Yeah.
And so if there's anybody out there, give a call to the station at 265-2992. Leave your name and we'll be back in touch. But I think it's a great thing to do and it's a great thing for the community.
It is. That's a cool, you would be a very cool Santa Claus.
Oh, you'd be a hip. I wouldn't stop with biting out of one cookie. Leave a dozen for me, honey.
Right into the sack and off we go.
Absolutely. One thing that we can put up for a song after is that on this date in 1982, the best-selling album of forever, Michael Jackson's Thriller, was released. And maybe we could do like Billie Jean to remind everyone of how really incredibly great not only that song, but that album is.
Well, yes, stay tuned to Otto's Eclectic Mix. That'll be the first song you hear after Bird Note. You're listening to 88.5 KRFY Ponderé. This has been The Morning Show, and we'll see you next week. Yeah.
Have a good one.